From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The son of an Afghan immigrant opened fire on a packed nightclub with mostly gay clientele in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, killing 50, wounding more than 50. The worst mass shooting in U.S. history, police identifying the slain shooter as 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a U.S. citizen. Law enforcement is trying to determine whether the attack was inspired by Islamic State. Our Nicholas Pallarino is a terrorism analyst at Washington's Georgetown University.
It certainly appears at this point that this was at least ISIS, Islamic State inspired, or a jihadist movement inspired attack.
Mateen reportedly made phone calls pledging allegiance to IS. He had been interviewed by federal agents after he allegedly bragged to co-workers about ties to Al-Qaeda. President Obama declared the Sunday attack an act of terrorism.
This is a sobering reminder that attacks on any American, regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, is an attack on all of us and on the fundamental values of equality and dignity that define us as a country. And no act of hate or terror will ever change who we are or the values that make us Americans.
Also Sunday, Los Angeles police say they arrested a man with a car full of weapons and explosives with the intention of attacking that city's gay pride parade. A suicide bomber killed at least one person Sunday in Libya as forces loyal to the country's new unity government pressed its offensive to take the Islamist State stronghold of Sirte. The new UN-backed government has made defeat of IS a top priority. This is VOA News.